Jimmy and a punk band. They were notorious for fitting the name of female body part in every song. Their demo tape, Reaposaurus, featured tracks like Kill the Dutch and Suck on My Tumor, Bitch. They signed to a major, and the kids loved their stuff when they went out through with newfound glory. They were carving a new niche, opening doors for launch rock. And the Mean Men reformed again. The Jimmy started hanging out with Jello Biafra. And Dee Dee Ramone's melody with the Mullet for drugs. Virgin mom bags, Billboard top 40 was packed with 38 of her tracks and a couple new jukebox songs. With hits like Let's Not Ruin It by Doing It, and I'm not ready to hold hands yet. He had her name on launch boxes, posters, and t-shirts, and perfumes, and tampons, and proof and cheers. But she decided the world needed to see the real TV. It was apparently every man who loved you anymore. She needed Marilyn Manson to stand for her dad. Musicians with models to play them in her videos. Somehow her fan base was left behind. Jimmy is a pop star, shirtless on 17, and posing and pouting and singing with his new boy band. Somehow his fan base was left behind. They said, we wanna be taken seriously as artists. If you don't like our new stuff, you're not real fans. We never made you anyway. We wanna be taken seriously.